Scarecrows from Space by Philippa Weary. How do you make a scarecrow? Ask the students at Gladstone School. Every year they make scarecrows for the Gladstone Scarecrow Festival. It's their favourite time of year. This year, the theme is space. So they have collected lots of tinfoil, tubes, boxes, and shiny material. A local family has brought along bales of straw. One of the teachers has made a trip into town to buy wooden stakes. Making a scarecrow isn't easy. You have to decide what you want your scarecrow to look like and think about what you could use. Then you have to find everything you need. A lot of imagination helps too. Holly's group have decided to make an astronaut. They think about what an astronaut looks like. Then they make a plan to work out what they can use. Friday is scarecrow making day. Parents, grandparents, and little brothers and sisters all turn up to help. The whole school gets to work. The students nail the stakes together to make frames to go inside the scarecrows. They stuff pantyhose with straw to make arms and legs. One of the hardest parts is to work out how to join everything together. You have to join the top half to the bottom half, and you have to make sure all the clothes stay on. Joining the head to the body is very tricky. You don't want your scarecrow's head to fall off. Sam's group are making a friendly alien. They want it to look big and cuddly, so they use a pop-up laundry bag for the body. Their alien has three eyes and black furry hair. They add strips of carpet underlay and a purple scarf. They use some tinfoil and a yellow ball to make a nose. Tiana's group are making an alien princess. She has a long purple dress, a silver top, and a sparkly belt. But no shoes. She needs some space boots. The students add an orange scarf. She looks beautiful! But does she look like an alien? She needs something more. They glue on four green eyes and two green antennae. As each group finishes their scarecrow, they carry it to the fence to be put on display. By the end of the morning, there are 40 scarecrows from space lined up along the front of the school. What a great start to the festival. No wonder it's the students' favourite time of year.